It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Pulitzer Prize in Music has been awarded. The annually awarded $10,000 prize for a distinguished musical composition by an American that's had its first performance or recording in the U.S. during the previous year goes to 39-year-old composer, musician, and performance artist Du Yun, whose opera Angel's Bone, with a libretto by Royce Vavrek, received its premiere early in 2016 in New York City. The Pulitzer jury described it as a bold operatic work that integrates vocal and instrumental elements in a wide range of styles into a harrowing allegory for human trafficking in the modern world. The opera tells the story of an American couple who find a pair of angels dropped into their backyard. They nurse the angels back to health, only to clip their wings and exploit them for money. The composer said that while she's never been a victim of human trafficking, she wanted to make the case that it's more prevalent than we know. Central Los Angeles, specifically Westlake, Pico, Union, and Koreatown, forms one of the most densely populated areas in the country. Poverty rate's over 35%. 30 gangs roam the streets. High school graduation rate is around 50%. It's according to an organization called Heart of Los Angeles. That group reaches more than 2,000 kids, though, in those neighborhoods every year through after-school arts and athletic programs, including its partnership with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Youth Orchestra Los Angeles at Heart of Los Angeles, or YOLA at HOLA. YOLA at HOLA, with financial help from the National Endowment for the Arts, has provided daily classes in orchestra, creativity, singing, and ensemble rehearsals to 250 students in grades 1 through 12 since 2013. An hour of academic tutoring is also thrown in every afternoon. All the young musicians will have the opportunity to play at Walt Disney Concert Hall and to audition for the YOLA touring group. HOLA's executive director, Tony Brown, said, "This program is using music for social change. It's trying to empower kids to reach their potential and to expand their horizons." The stats coming out of the programs reveal why demand is so high. Of 63 students in those programs who were high school seniors in 2015, 100% of them graduated and 97% went on to college. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.